Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is 1:33 in Edmonton. We may have had a minor technical glitch, possibly on the streaming side, because Kevin has texted us. Bob, your audio is terrible. You sound like a robot and can't understand a word you're saying. Also, it's the best you've ever sounded. That one comes to us from Kevin. And this texter, Greasy Jim. It's good to know who you are, Greasy Jim. Did Satan himself possess 630 CHED? Must be because the Calgary Flames are on their way to town. This one comes in from Mousy in Slave Lake on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. After all these years, we finally hear your real voice. I knew all along he wasn't human. No regular human should know so many unimportant facts about hockey players. You're a robot. That one comes to us from Mousy in Slave Lake. I'm assuming, Brendan, is it possible there was a technical nuance that took place here, or did we just have a little bit of fun with my voice over the air there for 35 seconds?
I can tell you it wasn't anything I did intentionally, but I will say that it was probably something to do with the streaming service and not what's gone out over the airwaves.
There we have it. All right. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and their list of their 14 Edmonton area locations, Red Deer and Calgary as well, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stauffer recommendation is Mediterranean Chicken. Full disclosure, because of practice time, we had to pre-tape our next guest. He is our Oilers Now headliner, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, Wilhauk today. Let's go to that interview. Well, we welcome back to the show the newest member of the Edmonton Oil Kings, a guy that the Edmonton Oilers were interested in drafting a couple years ago. He ended up getting drafted by the Nashville Predators. We welcome back Luke Prokop. Hi, Luke. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Bob, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Acquired yesterday by the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Oil Kings give up a couple younger defensemen, a second-round pick, a conditional pick. Give me your thought process on being traded to the team right now that is ranked number one in the CHL.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a chance to go to a really good team, it's exciting. But not every day you get to go to the number one ranked team in the CHL, a team I've had. I've been on the opposite of some smackdowns from them over the past couple of years, so hopefully it'll be good to be on the other side of that.
Did you have any inkling or any idea that you were on the Oil Kings radar screen, or there may be a deal that was going to be worked out? It's rare that Edmonton and Calgary make deals at the NHL level, and I don't recall too many being made between the Hitmen and the Oil Kings over the years at the WHL level as well.
I sort of had an idea over discussions with my agents. But I mean, there were some other teams involved, and obviously I knew that coming to Edmonton would be a long shot as well, just with the interdivision trading scenarios. Doesn't happen often, but I'm extremely excited to join the Royal Kings.
You went to Nashville Predators training camp. How did that go for you?
It was really good. My first training camp, and I really enjoyed the experience. Just being down there with all the pro guys and some of the younger guys that I'll go through the organization with was really cool. And seeing how the older guys, you know, prepare for games and how they approach, you know, every day. It is their job, so they're professionals at it, and something I'm striving to be as well.
We're joined by Edmonton-born product Luke Prokop, who yesterday afternoon was traded to the Edmonton Oil Kings in a big Western Hockey League deal that involved multiple pieces going the other way to the Calgary Hitmen. Luke, a lot of guys come back from NHL camps and they struggle a bit. I bet you if you talk to Dylan Gunther, he'd tell you that he's got another level in gear that he can get to as a player. How did you? I know you played a couple games in Calgary since returning from the NHL camp. How did you find you know, the return to the Western League after being up with NHL players?
Yeah, it was a bit different. I mean, obviously, you have to get used to the pace. It's a bit more slowed down and just the play of the game. But, you know, I think I handled the transition well, and I've been playing some really good hockey lately. And, you know, I feel the best I've ever felt and more confident than I have ever been in my life. So I'm really looking forward to playing tomorrow and showing the fans and the team what I can do.
The Oil Kings are in action tomorrow against the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Tickets available at oilkings.ca. Bob Stauffer on Oilers Now with you right now, along with Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman Luke Prokop. So, Luke, for the Prokop family, it's been a really interesting last year. Your older brother, Josh, was captain of the Calgary Hitmen. You were on Calgary's team last year. I've gone out and seen Josh play I think five times now this year with the Alberta Golden Bears, just the way the weather schedule has worked. And now you're playing for the Oil Kings. Your parents have got to be pretty happy that both kids are in town right now.
Yeah, my mom's pretty ecstatic. She gets her full family back at home since the summer, and I know she misses that dearly. So I'm sure she's probably the most excited out of all of us.
Now, you go to an Oil Kings organization that has pushed their players to take the next step. And when I'm looking at the makeup of the right side of the defense, you know, they made a deal to acquire a European right shot D that's playing as a 20-year-old. But you're going to get a lot of ice time, and you're going to get a lot of minutes here, and you're going to get an opportunity to progress and grow. And I'm going to assume you're totally up for the direction that Brad Lauer, who's many consider to be the best coach currently in the WHL right now, some of that push that's coming your way. You're up for that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I want to be a professional hockey player, and, you know, the Edmonton Oil Kings have a big history in producing, you know, a lot of NHL talent. So I'm going to be a sponge and, you know, get ready to be pushed and just try and help the team, you know, win a championship and go as far as we can.
Luke, over the summer, you came out as gay. The story was out, a great piece written by Pierre LeBrun. I know your agency, Jerry Johansson, and the folks at Sports Corporation facilitated a lot of that. I know when we had you on the next day, you talked about, you know, getting calls, I believe, from Elton John. I know that Wayne Gretzky reached out at one point as well. Just a thought on what the overall response has been like from the hockey world since you took the step that you did.
Yeah, it's been extremely positive. You know, going into it beforehand, I didn't know how the reaction would be taken and if it would be big news and how positively it would be accepted. But I couldn't have been happier with the support I got from the hockey community. You know, I still get congrats from, you know, opponents on the ice, and it's been really cool to see, and I couldn't be happier with it.
So who was the, you know, of all of the guys that maybe reached out, or all the individuals that reached out to congratulate you on opening up and taking that step, were there a couple that were just, like you said, oh my God, I just talked to this individual? Were there a couple of people like that, besides obviously Bob Stauffer and Oilers Now, but far more important, with all seriousness, could you maybe shed some insight into that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think Elton John's a big one. You know, seeing a guy like that who, you know, may not seem like he's kind of in the hockey realm, and seeing how my story reached that far was really cool. And we had a phone call and shared a little bit of information, and he gave me a little bit of advice, which was really cool. And then I also had talked to Ellen DeGeneres a little bit, and I had the opportunity to kind of pick her brain a little bit. And just those two phone calls really stand out for me as big names, but there are so many others that that I can't remember off the top of my head by right now, but they're all important to me.
Well, I bumped into your new general manager yesterday, Kurt Hill, and he said, Luke is going to improve my team. Today's a good day for the Edmonton Oil Kings. I'm looking forward to watching you play on the weekend, Friday against Lethbridge, and Sunday against your good buddy Joel Sexsmith, who is going to be, I believe, back in the lineup. He ran into a freight train named Jackson Weeb in the opening game of the season, and Jackson was over at his place for a while this summer. So good luck in those two encounters, and thank you for taking time to join us here in Oilers Now.
Yeah, thank you, Bob, for having me. Appreciate it.
That is the newest member of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Luke Prokop, third-round draft choice, Nashville Predators. Big deal made yesterday involving Keegan Slaney, who himself was the first-round pick back in, I'm thinking either 2018 or 2019. And Prokop, a 6'5" right-shot defenseman, will assist the transition game. The Oil Kings have only scored 12 goals in five games. They're 3-1-1 on the season. Still to come on the show, the former play-by-play voice of the Red Deer Rebels, known far and wide in the region known as Oil Country, is one of the two now radio play-by-play voices of the Edmonton Oilers. Also a huge Edmonton Elks fan, old school. Cam Moon coming up. Mooner when we return in Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Mike Smith from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Drysdale with Puljujärvi, the pass, the shot, score!
You know, we got to, that's a great call, by the way. Cam Moon letting her rip. He's going to join us momentarily. Look at that. I'll tell you, listeners to this show are on it. We just had the Luke Prokop interview. Brendan, did you take a look? Did you hop on our Ashley Fineflores text line?
No, sir. Been scrambling here.
I know you've been scrambling. I know you do all the actual work, and I just blab away. Someone has taken the time. Elton John, not into hockey, Bob. And there is a picture of a pinball machine called Captain Fantastic, which would reference early 1970s Elton John work, and Elton John in a 1974 Team Canada, the 74, of course, we all know about the 72 Summit Series, Canada against Russia. 74 was the WHL players, and Elton is in that. That is an odd, you almost got to tweet that out. That is crazy. Crazy stuff. Nice work. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Sean, our engineer, is saying, regarding the online stream, at the time of this writing, the text in the stream from our provider is currently good. So I know we got to... there we go. Because we had a couple of people suggest maybe, just maybe, wasn't happening. There were some technical difficulties, and apparently... my voice was sounding computerized. Really? Okay. Cam Moon would know all about that. He is one of the Oilers 2 radio play-by-play voices, and he joins us right now. How you doing, Cam?
Doing very well. You sounded great on, like, a regular radio, because I had you on a regular radio.
So,
that was all good.
Well, as great as I can sound, we should establish. Yes, as great as I can.
You're at the top level of that.
Yes. Yeah. Of all of the guys that are on 630 CHED in Edmonton between 12 to 2, you are amongst one of those better guys.
Yeah.
It's kind of like doing the celebrity roast. And, there's an English guy. He's one of the top three or four comedians out of England. Somebody will text us on the Ashley Fineflores text line. He's sort of... He doesn't look like your typical comedian. Like, he's kind of a clean-cut English fella, and he was talking about Peyton Manning, and he goes, I don't know a lot about American football, but I am told that Peyton Manning is amongst the best three quarterbacks in his family. It was pretty funny, right? Because so there you have it. Jimmy, yeah. I think the guy's name is Jimmy something. Somebody will bang off a text here.
Okay.
There it is. Jimmy Carr. See? That's what I love it when there's that quick of a response. Cam, speaking of a response, what did you think of last night's game?
It was a good game. For a first game of the regular season, I liked the way the Oilers were able to generate opportunities. They probably gave up too many opportunities to make the coaching staff happy. We saw good goaltending at both ends. Mike Smith and Thatcher Demko. I know the second goal on Smith was tough. He talked about it this morning, actually, in the media availability before practice, just saying he didn't see it. He didn't see it off the stick. So that can happen. Either it hits you or it doesn't, and that one didn't. But he was amazing, I thought, throughout the game. And in the overtime, he made a save off of Pettersson that was unbelievable, and then they win it in the shootout. But entertainment value was high. There was opportunities generated by like the top three lines. That was great to see. You didn't have to rely on just Draisaitl, McDavid, Puljujarvi. You could see what Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Kyler Yamamoto could do. I thought Derek Ryan, Warren Fogel, and Colton Sevier yesterday had some good looks towards the net too. So overall, and you get the win, so it was a good night.
Zach Hyman, for me in particular, outstanding game. Played in every situation.
Your guy's unbelievable. Like, you can put him in front of the net in the power play. He taps the goal home on the power play, which... it was a great setup, but you have to have the jam to stand there and maybe take some abuse. Good on the PK, 5-on-5, just plays so hard. He'd be a tough guy to play against because he's just right in your face all the time and strong on the forecheck and all those things. All those things he did against the Oilers last year when he was playing for Toronto. So it's much nicer having him in an Oilers uniform, and he seems incredibly happy about it. And also, Ian, another thing from last night that I loved was the reaction of Puljujärvi when he scored. That was amazing.
Oh, fans love him. They love Jesse. Fans love Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and they love Jesse Puljujärvi. They're a little hard on Tyson Barrie at times, I think, in fairness. And we'll see how it goes with Duncan Keith. By the way, Epstein's mother has just texted the show, Cam.
Okay.
And says, Bob, regarding Mike Smith, he talked about just losing the puck there on a shot. How many times during the course of Cam Moon's goaltending career in the Western Hockey League did he, quote unquote, just lose sight of the puck?
Oh, two or three times a period.
it was a higher scoring era back then, wasn't it?
Well, I definitely aided and abetted that higher scoring era, yes.
Yes. And Cactus Jack.
Oh, boy.
Has texted the show here on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Bob, why would anybody waste their time being a Dodgers fan? I think Cactus Jack is a San Francisco Giants fan.
Yeah.
You know, when we have Jack Michaels on, we talk Cleveland Browns. Many have suggested, well, virtually everybody, that I talk too much about the Alabama Crimson Tide. It's the Dodgers tonight against the Giants. What are you going to be watching?
Oh, I will watch every pitch of that game. Cactus Jack and I maybe have a little something going on this one, so... it is even more of an interest than just passing. This is game five. I mean, I expected no less. I expected it to go the distance. The Giants have their game one starter who shut out the Dodgers on the hill for this one. So we'll see if the Dodgers can get any hits. I don't know. I think the Giants have to be the favorite here.
Hard-hitting trivia time. I believe the Dodgers had four guys with 30 or more home runs in the same season. In the mid-1970s.
What? Yeah.
Can you name three of them?
Steve Garvey.
Yes.
Ron Say.
Yes. Reggie. How about Reggie Smith? Was he one?
Yeah, he might. And who is the shortstop? That name is eluding me right now. But, yeah, that's when I... like really fell in love with the Dodgers is when they played the Yankees the 2 years in a row and lost in 77 and 78, those World Series.
Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker. Yeah, he was outfielder, but yeah.
By the way, Bill Russell was the shortstop.
Bill Russell.
So the 77 Dodgers had 430 home run hitters. Garvey hit 33, Say hit 30, Baker hit 30, Reggie Smith hit 32. And this is before everybody was, well, you know, getting a little bit of the hamburger helper going. It was a little bit different era, so there you have it. Mooner, good luck to your team tonight. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you down at the rink tomorrow. Oh, hey, one more thing. Your appearances are brought to you by who?
Oh, our good friends at Brent Rich Ford in Wetaskiwin.
There you have it. A special shout-out to Uncle Milt Rich, Johnny and the gang, out at Brent Rich Ford in Wetaskiwin. Cam Moon joins us every Thursday. Jack Michaels will join us on tomorrow's show. Kurt Hill, general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Elliot Friedman will return to the airwaves on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. Mark Spector and possibly Mark Spector for Sportsnet Spec for the horses and horse racing in Alberta, and possibly one other guest as well. We could have up to five guests on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. Later today. Oh, hold on a sec. We got this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, Dennis and Jason Laliberti. When the border opens up, we'll have some Oilers Now road trips. Brendan Escott, what do you got?
1979, after registering an assist earlier in the game, Wayne Gretzky scores his first NHL goal, tying the game against the Vancouver Canucks at 4 with 1:09 left in regulation. The game did finish as a tie.
All right, Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. What's he got shaking?
Let me see what Dave has sent me. You'll hear from NHL on hockey, or NHL hockey on Rogers analyst Kelly Rudy, Edmonton Elks in-game analysts on 6:30. Chad, Blake Dermott as well.
Coming up on 6:30 Chad this afternoon, Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Then 6:30 Chad afternoons with Jalen Nye from 3 to 6. Ahead of Edmonton's municipal election Monday, polling has found that the two most presumptive frontrunners for mayor are polling even further ahead of the pack than they were before. John Brennan is an Edmonton-based political analyst and commentator, as well as architect of a successful local campaign. He'll join Jalen to break down the results he expects to see after the 3 o'clock news. A global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell up next. Back catch you tomorrow at noon.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.